Chapter 12. Our Last Adventure. But suddenly the carpet tears and I fall through the hole. I'm very frightened and I think, this is the end. Just then somebody catches my hand.
Hold on, Jane!
Robert shouts.
I've got you!
I try to hold on to Robert's hand, but I'm terrified and I fall again. But just in time, the phoenix appears and flies under me. I sit on him and he puts me back onto the carpet. I'm safe again. That was not fun. I don't think we can fly on this carpet anymore, I say. It's dangerous.
What? Is this our last adventure with the phoenix and the carpet?
Asks Charles sadly.
Let's decide at home, says Anthea.
Back home, we look at the carpet carefully. There are many holes in it now.
I agree with Jane,
says Anthea.
This carpet is too dangerous.
Every carpet has an end,
says the phoenix.
And every phoenix too.
What?
Asks Robert.
It's time to go back into my egg,
says the phoenix.
Please roll me in the carpet and put me in the fire.
We're very sad.
Don't be sad,
says the phoenix.
Every ending is a new beginning.
The phoenix gets into the egg. Robert rolls the egg in the carpet and Charles puts it in the fire.
Now, light the fire,
says the phoenix.
See you in 1,000 years.
The carpet burns and then disappears. The house is very quiet now without the phoenix. But the next week, we get a surprise. A big box arrives in the post. Mother opens it and finds some treasure from the treasure box in the pyramid. Mother is very surprised and happy.
Where is this from?
Charles opens his mouth to say something, but Anthea looks at him and he closes it again. Mother doesn't believe our stories about the phoenix and the carpet.
I don't know, Mother,
says Robert.
It's a mystery, a really big mystery.
Then Mother finds a note inside and reads it in a surprised voice.
Now you can buy a lovely new carpet for the playroom. The rest is for the children. They want to be rich. See you in 1,000 years. Love, P.